Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and ooh, darn sexy people. Okay. Boy, so much coming in. You know, it always does when we plan a webinar. It's like you asked, and now you're going to receive. I want to tell you, I spent probably almost an hour with April Molnar, who's a psychologist that's going to be with us on the webinar. Man, does she have some amazing information for you. This is, I think, going to be the clearest webinar about how to do the work that I've probably ever created. Because all the stuff about the brains coming together, why it's so important that we do what we do and what we teach, why it is so incredibly important in creating your life. So it's this Wednesday, guys. Get on it. It's this Wednesday the 16th from 7 to 9 or beyond, depending how many people we have on. So let me ask you some of these questions. If you don't know the answers, that's why you should be there. Why does the brain keep focused on the past and our limitations? What is the easiest way to retrain our brains? Why does fear limit the brain? And what is the best tool to bring our brains past fear to empowerment? Why do our brains believe we are not our own creators? How do we retrain that? How do we create brains that trust that we are the authorities and the higher powers that create miracles? How do we use our brains to enhance the electrical signals of creation and intention that we put out to the universe? And why do our brains insist on holding on to the past and the past hurts? How can we reprogram that? We went over all these things, and it was staggeringly exciting and amazing to me to see how both of us interlock, connect around saying very much, well, you'll just get this whole complete expanded understanding. I never understood it like I understand it now. So check into your hearts. You know if you want to be there. You know if you should be there. And if you keep asking the same questions about creation, for sure you should be there. So it's this Saturday, 7 to 9. You can sign up at iamdwallace.com right on the homepage. All righty. I think we're going to jump into the calls today. Hold on. Oh, all right. We're coming together to claim that we are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. We are claiming, I am the creation of me, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. So it is. Okay. Miss Emily, you've been holding forever here. What's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Well, two things I'm calling about. Last week, I called about the custody issues with my ex-husband, and we I directed the messenger RNA to balance everything in the situation. We came to what really feels like a miraculous resolution with that.
Oh, beautiful, Emily. Beautiful.
Yeah,
good
truly.
For you, sweetheart.
But I don't think either of us could have anticipated. So that was amazing. And then 2 days later, I woke up super sick. I'm day 3 in bed. And I want to know what is going on with this getting sick all the time.
Well,
it's
Emily,
just never happened to me like this.
The first thing I hear is there's a belief system in place where you think you've got to pay for getting what you want.
That I was going to say, if this is that thing about paying for my freedom.
So it goes back to your dad, I'm getting. As early
dad.
As 3 years old. So how did you witness your dad when he got what he wanted? What happened to him or the family?
When my dad got what he wanted.
Well, it's really your dad and your mom, but they're saying your dad is the hook in to it. So just start talking. I'll hear it.
Well, my dad knew from the time he was 10 years old, he wanted to be an electrical engineer. And he graduated top of his class. He went to he got a scholarship to Stanford. I came along when he was the summer after senior year. So then they had me, and my mom was ironing shirts for 10 cents a piece while he was in grad school. And, I don't know. I know later he talked about.
Okay, you don't have to really go any further. Let's just stop there. So, everybody listen. If you listened to Emily and her words, she combined a lot of success and he was getting his dream with a lot of struggle, and the mom had to iron shirts for 10 cents a piece, and I came along and the implication was you came along and kind of threw a wrench in things because then they had to take care of you. So there's always the yin and yang, always the yin and yang going on. You can retrain your brain not to have that belief system, Emily, that when you get your good and all your good and everything you want, your body celebrates, your mind celebrates, the world celebrates, and everything is easy. This is the one thing that the channel is having me focus on this year and is yelling at me right now. Okay, I hear you. They would love everybody to put this on Post-its and put it up around the house. Make it your mantra. In 2019, life is easy. When I get everything I want, Emily, life is easy.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that there's anything higher than that. Okay?
Yep.
But I played this out in a very big way in my career, where I got everything that I wanted, and someone in the business falsely hurt me and kept me from working for a long time. So I had to pay for it, you see. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It'll play out in all kinds of different ways. And, you know, guys, we don't ever want to hurt somebody else. So the person who pays for it is who?
Us.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
So I've been directing the messenger RNA, you know, to my body and all of that.
Uh-huh.
So I just need to focus on what we talked about as well.
Because if it's not easy, see, I get that you're healing. I get that the work you're doing is working, and it still can't be easy.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So you can heal and it can work, but we've got to know it's easy for it to work faster.
Yeah. Okay.
So somebody's going to remind me to test this in a few months. Right now, the information came in, I think it was yesterday, that right now, if we use the RNA consistently, the direction of it, for compassion, love, and joy to bring about balance, if we use it consistently toward a dis-ease that we are working on, it will take about 8 months of consistent claiming and holding our focus and attention on that. It will take about 8 months to eliminate. Okay, I can finish that. They were stopping me. Eliminate the disease and bring about the state of balance. Now, see, this is all new information you're bringing in here. Now they're saying it can happen much faster, but we have to be open to all the possibilities of those miraculous things happening.
Yeah.
So life is easy, and I'm open to all possibilities working out for me. You just proved that in your custody thing, Emily. You just proved that possibilities that you never thought could happen could happen. Now we have to do that with our bodies and our minds. Okay?
Yep. Yep. Awesome. Thank you so
much. If there's anything you should listen to on this show, listen, tune in again and listen to what just went down with her. There's boku of information in this one call. Thank you, my love.
Thank you. Love you.
You too. Okay. We're going to... Arlene in Colorado. Hi, baby.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I called in just to share a really wonderful experience I had.
Yippee.
I thought it might be helpful. A little over a week ago, I was at the dentist. Not my favorite thing. I mean, I like the results, but not, you know. I think we can all relate a little bit.
Yeah, I think everybody on the call would join you in that.
Yeah.
Oh, compassion, love, and joy toward all the dentists out there.
Okay, go ahead, baby. Yeah. And for a number of days, I'd been feeling really out of sorts to the point where, you know, even my solar plexus, it was just not feeling good. So I was sitting in the dentist chair, and it was like the second to last appointment before getting a couple of implants completed. And so it was all sorts of things going on, screwing, unscrewing the screws, holding my mouth open. Well, anyway, we can all imagine. So I started affirming everything always works out for me, and I am love, and all there is love, which that helped. It was a better focus than thinking about what was going on. And then all of a sudden, I just remembered, or it dawned on me, something I had been affirming, which you've taught, that I am the source. I am one with source, and I am creator and co-creator. And it dawned on me instantly. I asked Spirit, God, and my inner being to co-create with me, to, you know, have this experience be positive and successful. And instantly, my body shifted, my whole being shifted.
Yep.
I felt calm, peaceful, the body felt good. And then it dawned on me as well to ask the same for the co-creation to help the dentist and the assistant, and it just felt so good. And you know, that just feeling has lingered so much for so long.
I have to share with you. Great, Arlene. Great. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I mean and meant years ago when I coined the phrase conscious creation. Because you could have sat there and created unconsciously and been not feeling so great and so positive, you know, but for us to consciously choose how we want to feel and what, how we want to think, that creates a whole different life. So I have to tell you, I, you know, I, very big believer in preventative medicine. So every few years I go in and I have the heart workup and they put me in the machine and the whole thing. And I'm a little claustrophobic. So I was laying there as the test was starting and I thought, I'm just going to sit here and be compassion and love and joy and send it to all parts of my body, you know, everything they're testing. I guys, the only way I can explain it is I was filled with the spirit. The test was like 20, 25 minutes. It felt like two for me. I got lost in this beautiful, filled up feeling of love in the craziest place, right? in the very place that you think you should be in fear and discomfort. And so I'm telling you, don't give your power away to what the circumstances are. You're the creator of you. And boy, Arlene, that's great. Good for you, sweetheart. Because now you see you have proof that it works and you know how to recreate it.
Right.
And once you have the formula, you can work it all the time if you're conscious enough. Thank you for calling and sharing that, baby.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Susan, did you get your water thing fixed?
Yes, I did. I have no more water issues. Yay, I have good plumbing now.
Good.
So that's good. I'm calling because I'm looking at my website, which is gone because they took it off the web, and I'm thinking, well, gee, I've never really put that much energy.
Wait. Who took it off?
Yeah. What?
Who took it off?
The GoDaddy took it off the site because they changed their site and they stopped using this particular program a couple months ago and I didn't know that, and now it's gone, and all the content's gone.
Have you called them?
Yes, I have. And
well, maybe it's a sign you need to create a new one.
That's what I'm thinking, because I'm also thinking, too, because I've had all these issues, you know, with health and my house and all this other stuff, that maybe I'm spreading myself too thin.
Nope.
Okay,
no.
Good.
But you can make sure that you are dealing in the belief system that I handle everything joyfully and happily. But it's also continuing a theme that we've already started here, Susan, around it's okay for you to have everything you want, because every time, baby, and this is a pattern with a lot of us, time you start branching out and getting happier and getting more of what you want and doing your karaoke and all, something gets created that creates struggle in your life.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm doing really well at that.
Hold on.
Well,
there's one thing that needs to be brought into balance around that, because if you were doing really well in creating ease, a lot of these things would not be happening to you unless it's just a way of weeding out all the crap that has been creating you struggle. But there's one thing they want to give you. It's a core belief. This page here. Yeah, I'll never be good enough. So what happens when we feel like we're not good enough is we leave. We leave our creation process. We leave our focus and allow ourselves to be pulled to the old stories. And that's one thing we're going to talk a lot about on the seminars, why we keep going back to our old stories. Okay.
One other thing too, in living here in Niagara Falls, it's a lot of times there's not much sun, and that's for me. I just can't. It's very hard for me to deal with gray skies. I really hate them, and I'm so homesick for California. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, Susan, you've got to create light there somehow until you get out of here. I'm the same way. It's very hard for me to be in a place for an extended period of time that's overcast all the time. You know, some people thrive on it, and you have to follow what's good for you about it. But there are a lot of artificial lights that you can even get for your home that's going to help that.
I have that.
Okay.
And when it happens, then that's when I focus on doing my art in the home and stuff where I don't have to look outside.
Well, that's good.
I'm almost to the point where I feel like, well, I've got all these new things in my home. Maybe it's time to sell my home and move back to California.
I get a no on that.
Okay.
Maybe soon, but not now.
Okay. Well,
start playing around with getting everything easy.
I didn't buy it because I didn't know how much it was going to cost to get my plumbing fixed. So if it's not too late, I'd still like to do it.
Do what, honey?
The seminar.
Webinar. Yeah. You can sign up through Wednesday, guys. But please don't
wait. It's Wednesday, right?
Because
you said Saturday.
I did? Oh, sorry. It's this Wednesday, the 16th.
Okay.
All right, baby. Got to move on. Thank you.
All right. Love you.
You too. Phyllis?
Oh, hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Chopping wood, carrying water. I wanted to thank Emily before for her call, because even before you said listen to it again, I was like, wow, that's some call. I got a lot out of that for my own circumstances. But I really got the lesson this week about speaking your truth, and I had this weird experience after the last time we talked, and it was just like I just kind of saw this whole rewind of not my whole life, but I was like, oh my God, what have I been doing? It's like I saw this pattern. I was like, it all became very clear. It was just very
good. Hallelujah,
I haven't had that happen
praise
ever.
The Lord.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And then I've gotten even more clarity as the week has kind of gone on about, okay, what am I doing here? And then, you know, there is still, I feel better listening to the call, but there is still this lingering pain. So, but I think the RNA,
Phyllis,
the DNA. Yes.
You're just...
I'm claiming the pain.
Well, you're holding on to being right and making them wrong, and that's never going to get rid of the pain.
Okay.
Look, guys, listen one more time. You don't forgive for them. You forgive so your energy is free to do what you want. If you don't forgive them, they own your energy, and you can't work with it. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. So it's not a big deal. It doesn't take any time at all. It's okay, I get it. This is screwing me. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just going to forgive and send compassion and love and joy to everybody. And, you know, I'm not going to throw my pearls before swine. But I'm not going to hold grudges, hold unforgiveness in any way. It just comes back to me, okay?
Okay, I got
it. And
thanks, Dee.
That's for everybody. If you haven't forgiven somebody or something, that's the first thing you want to tackle right now, because it holds you in judgment, it holds you in anger, which is the opposite of what we're doing here. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Right.
Love you.
I love you, too. And you've come a long way, Phyllis. This was your big test. So congrats.
It was huge.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Oh, Mr. Kirk, what's up, baby?
Hey there.
Hi.
I'm momentarily at a loss for words.
Okay. All right. Plant yourself and get focused, Kirk.
A lot of noise.
Okay. What can we help you with?
Just prior to the call starting, I had a what I believe is a very positive shift in perspective as far as what I'm calling in, what I've asked for, and my attention was more on what isn't than what I wanted.
Yeah.
I got a little boost from our friend Joel Olstein, and the message was consistent about focusing on what you want as opposed to going to the negative or hanging out with thoughts that are negative.
Yeah, Joel and I teach very similar principles. He just teaches it in a much more religious way.
Right.
I really like him. I don't like particularly his viewpoints on LGBTQ, you know, but hey.
Yeah.
So what was it? Can you share that with me? Us?
I'm at a point where I'm creating art for some new exhibitions, and my attention should be there. And to do that with joy in my heart. And wow, energy just grabbed the back of my head and brought me into focus.
You brought you into focus. So
I've been screening a lot of stuff for the SAG Awards.
Uh-huh.
And something that threw me off was binge watching a bunch of This Is Us.
Because?
It seemed to strum on the chords of so many life moments that brought up a lot of sadness, a little bit of woe, and some fear. And that's the third component.
Well, guys, look, we live on a physical plane. This is the plane where you get to experience all that stuff. You know, they're showing me the film Michael that John Travolta did years ago. It's a great film to watch as far as information about the physical. Take me off, Kirk, because I'm hearing myself. About the physical reason that we're on Earth. Kirk, can you mute me, please? Thank you. Okay. So. All right, you talk, because I can't keep hearing myself. You there?
Better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Michael and Phenomena are two of my favorites.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
You know, the point of This Is Us is that they do go through all of those experiences and challenges that life offers all of us. And if you watch the show through love and compassion, they get through all of them and are there for each other. You don't think so?
Oh, I do. With losing a couple of close people and parents recently, it strummed heavy on that. And
You bet. But guys, this is the physical plane. Everybody dies. Everybody dies. That's a fact. Everybody, all of us are going to be here and then we're not. Then we're going to be someplace else without a body that's going to feel like a lot more freedom than this place. So what do you need to focus on while you're here so that you have no regrets when you or somebody else leaves? I know when my mom was getting ready to make her transition, I searched my energy and I thought, I don't have one thing that I'm guilty about. I don't have one thing that I said I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have been there more for her. I wish I would have, wish I would have. Because I took every moment of love I had to give to her and create with her in this lifetime and still create my own life. So can you say that about yourself? Have you given yourself everything?
In my relationships with my parents and the people that have passed, yes. And
what about you, Kirk?
I can't say that I've done that fully, and that's where the challenge is right now.
You
bet. The car that I wanted to manifest appears to be, have just come on the market yesterday, and I'm at a challenge between knowing that I don't have to figure out how it's all going to happen, but the bank account doesn't match the cost, and today I'm in a state of if it's meant to be, I can allow it to happen, and I confess there's a challenge between the empty bank account and the car and
okay,
the partial
money.
Okay,
first of all, they're yelling, stop. Your bank account isn't empty. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay, so why do you even use those words? You see what we do, guys? The drama we go into? The truth is you have money in your bank account and you may not have enough money for this particular car. That's the truth, isn't it?
The truth is, after the next round of bills, there will be no money in the account until something else comes in.
Well, then I would get busy creating, Kirk. Uh-huh. What do we do with that one? Guys, we're living on a physical plane. I mean, sure, you can win the lotto. You know, somebody can die and leave you some money. But basically, we have to have plans in place to make our money and to save our money and to have a plan about our money, because otherwise we're not respecting and honoring our money. And when we don't respect and honor our money, we don't respect and honor ourselves. So,
and I'm creating daily, and I'm working on the plan daily.
I get a yes on that. So why is there not more money? That's what I want to know. Hold on. Sheets. But give me a song.
Long and Winding Road.
Okay, well, there you go. I mean, just look at the title. It's long and it's winding and I got to go forever to get there. And do you want... Oh, my God. See, I just started to throw the question out to you, and my pendulum went to no before I could even get it out. I started to say, do you want to make money easily? Nope. There's that belief in struggle. It seems to be the theme of the show. Life is easy. I make money easily. I maintain my balance of health easily. Okay, so I'd be sending a lot of compassion and love and joy to your money. Those are your marching orders, Kirk.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Something, what? A story that came up when you introduced the show, and it just came in again right now. About 6 years ago, I won a top event. I won a couple top awards, and it was like a gigantic shift and a gigantic leap forward. And although there were bills to be paid with that money, I got home and I said, I got to at least treat myself to a nice bottle and a steak. And on the way to the store to buy the steak, I got a phone call from my mother, and it was an incident with a car, and it was the beginning of when her Alzheimer's was starting to show up. And I believe I'm carrying a thing that when it all goes good, it can all go bad.
Yep. You got it. Which makes for a very long and winding road. And that's exactly what we're going to get to on this webinar about how to not. You see, you've got a groove in your brain right now, Kirk, that keeps playing that song. You got to create new grooves for new songs, guys. And the only way to do that is through consciously creating your life. Or hypnosis. Those are the two things. But hypnosis, you pretty much deal with one thing and it's pretty costly. You can do it yourself if you believe you can do it yourself, and then you have to take action to do it. So good. You got a big aha. Balance it, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around everything we've talked about. I am the creation of me. And so it is. All right, buddy. You can do this.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Lynn in Los Angeles.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, baby cakes.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm always great when I'm here with you guys. You don't understand. I wake up. It's Sunday frickin' morning. I wake up at 6:30 or 7 because I'm so excited about getting on the call. Talani's great this May. What can we do for you?
Yay. I have been consciously creating all the moments in my life and everything.
Okay, so
going
stop.
Well.
Stop, Lynn.
Yeah.
I get a no, which only means there's something to be balanced. We're going to a core belief. Okay. This page here. 25, 27. When I am multidimensional, I am sick. Okay, so they're saying, and this goes along with what Kirk and a lot of the other people have brought forward today, when everything's going really great and I see that I'm my creator and I'm getting proof in my life that I'm the creation of me, and I see when I'm working with multi-dimensions like we are, there's a belief in you that somewhere you have to get sick. Now, sick can be mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, or dimensional. In this case, it's mostly around your weight.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I knew that there was a reason to call. When I was driving and listening, what came in was there's a core belief. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, it'll get there. We'll get there, and I'll be called if I'm supposed to be. So, yes, and around my weight. Well, I did the fast with the doctor, and that was for 5 days, and it kind of reset everything. I lost 11 pounds, and
woo!
Now I know, right? And now I am following what he said in eating certain hours and not eating, you know, for the remainder, like 12 to 14 hours.
Yep.
And then very low carb, higher in fat, and
okay, get,
you know,
to the point, Lynn. Get to the
okay,
point, please.
So what I'm saying is, yes, I can feel myself holding on to, not allowing it to be released as easily. And
it's just protection, baby.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It feels like there's some underlying fear, and I need to hold on to that to feel safe.
And what did I just
protection.
Tell you it was?
Protection, yes.
Yeah, protection about what? Protection from what? from being too powerful.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yes. Guys, you know, whether it's our weight or Kirk, it's our money or it's our career, whatever it is, we have to know, claim, direct that the more powerful I am as the creation of myself, the healthier and happier my life is. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am the creation of me around all of that. So it is.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you, because that was a big one for everybody.
Oh, good. Yay. I love you.
Yay.
I love this community so much.
I love you too, Lenny. Bye-bye. Miss Nancy, you're on.
Hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, darling. How are you?
Okay, well, back here in Pennsylvania, we had snow during the night, just a little now, and it's light gray, so I know your family lives in Doylestown, so I was just giving you a weather update.
Yep, and my brother in Kansas, I talked to him last night, they'd already gotten 9 inches.
Oh,
it's quite a storm, yeah, for
yeah,
sure. What can
yeah.
we do for you, baby?
Well, this moment now is probably the best I have ever felt in my 71 years.
Oh, Nancy, you can't know how happy that makes me, darling, because I know it's been a real journey for you.
It has been. Last night I had, like, no hope. I had, like, no joy, no happiness, no thankfulness, and I was just witnessing and observing, not judging myself, not, you know,
well, yeah, because
that's
when you want to send the compassion, love, and joy to yourself.
Well, it was impossible. I just could only observe. Everything just seemed to be falling apart, and I was running for a buffet lunch at Chinese buffet at noontime and went to some movies to enjoy movies. And then afterwards, man, I stuffed myself with more yummy food and more yummy drinks and dessert. And like, oh gosh, what
okay,
am I
so,
doing?
So how did we get to feeling good?
That's not the point. The point is today is like I was on a teleseminar earlier this morning, another hour, and I was at a friend's meeting church and everything is just shifted around my brain, everything. I got hope again. I have thankfulness again. I want to focus, just like on the previous caller, on my joy of succeeding now. I don't want to have that fear of succeeding. I want to shift it to, like I've always had it, but I lost it. The joy of succeeding, the joy of
okay,
accomplishing.
Nancy. I lovingly, and I'm celebrating with you, baby, but I lovingly, and the channel is lovingly saying to you, you can't ever lose it. You can decide not to exercise it or choose it, but you can't ever lose it. You are always, we are all always at choice about choosing compassion, joy, and love. And I think that's what happened. You just got to that point last night where you said, screw this, I'm not doing this. And as soon as you do, as soon as you do that, things shift and turn around so that you can move back into the joy and your power. Okay?
Right,
so you
right,
know
I
the formula you. Now. You know you can do it, Nancy. You know you can do it at any time. Okay? Just keep practicing. Keep practicing it. All right, my love?
I don't know if I know exactly what you mean by practicing the formula.
I mean practice bringing yourself back to, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not thinking these dark thoughts. I'm choosing joy and compassion and love toward myself and toward the world. You know, what's the first thing I can do to start making me feel better? That's what
okay,
I choose.
You said don't choose the dark thoughts. Well, the opposite is choose the light thoughts.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's
okay.
what you finally decided to do. All right, baby, got to move on. Love you lots. Congratulations.
You.
All right, Miss Deborah in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, darling.
My primary question relates to the Wednesday webinar. I do not have a computer. Can I sign up and have a phone number to call in and have the benefit of the whole thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
you absolutely
awesome.
Can.
Now, and then go ahead.
See, I'm not the technical person in the office because afterwards everybody gets a link of the recording of the whole show. So you and Aurora would have to figure out how the heck to get that to you.
Well, the link wouldn't be of any benefit, but my second question would be, is there a possibility, being that I have signed up and paid for it, that there could be a download onto an MP3 for me?
I'm hearing from the channel, yes.
Okay.
Again, not the technical person.
Okay.
If there is any way we can work it out for you, you know we will.
I need to be there.
Well, I believe everybody needs to be here, because we're finally walking over that bridge that connects science and spirituality, and knowing that they're not against each other, that they're actually harmoniously working together. And this is going to bring it all together as to how exactly that works. So just know, Deborah, that we're going to work it out for you. We'll work it out for you. Okay. I'm just holding that intention.
Thank
we'll
you.
Work it
and
out
then,
for
and
you.
Then you've mentioned time 7 to 9, but is it Pacific or Central or Eastern?
It is Pacific time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. I know that's late
that's okay.
to those of you back east. And depending on how many people on the call, because we make an effort to get to everybody, guys. Sometimes it's not possible because they're saying it probably will be on this call, though. So sometimes Deborah just and everybody, we go over. If I've already asked April, you guys are just gonna love, you're just gonna love her. She said, "Dee, I'm here to serve and help as many people as I can. So if we have to go later, you know, I've secured the whole night just for that." So,
and then Dee, how is the absolute way to be sure that I get signed up without any complication? What do I need to do?
Well, Deborah, didn't you? I thought you said you'd already signed up.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Just go to I Am Dee Wallace, and on the home page, you will see how to change the brain through conscious creation. Click on that, and it will take you. Do you have an account set up with me yet? Have you
no.
ever ordered anything else?
I ordered a bear, but
okay.
Let's keep it just real simple so I know what to do, so no problems, so for sure I can be there.
Okay, well, it's pretty simple. If you click on that, it will take you to where you can sign up. If you have any problems, anybody, call the office, which is 818-876-0386. And Aurora can help you from 8:30 in the morning until around 3:30 in the afternoon. So if you think you're going to need help signing up, don't wait until 4 o'clock Wednesday, because nobody will be here to help you.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did I answer everything?
I think so.
Okay, good. Anything?
I think this is
all
one
right.
of the most amazing gifts for the beginning of the new year.
Thank you, Deborah. I can guarantee you it's going to be. I stand behind my channel 100%. Thank you, my love, and welcome.
Love you, Dee.
I love you, too. Well, it's that now this is interesting because I had two more callers and they've left. Yeah, you know, sometimes on the seminars, the webinars, people will get their answer and then they'll clock off. I urge you not to do that because, as we know, just look at this show as an example. Everybody has built on top of everybody else. And what have we learned here today? Life is easy. I'm joyful and celebrate everything I get and everything that I create. I deserve the desires of my heart. When I consciously create everything I want, I am healthy and happy and balanced, and I am choosing to consciously create my life in every way, consistently and constantly, which means being aware of how I think, what I speak, what my perceptions of the world are, etc. It just means being objective about yourself, guys, being objective about yourself. So for everything we've talked about today, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am the creation of me. And so it is. Is there anything else? All right. Well, we're going to sign off a few minutes early then. Woohoo! I can't remember the last time that happened, and I'm always afraid I'm going under. So let's really say it with feeling and compassion and love for ourselves. Ready? I love me. I love me. I love me. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.